1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And over the last several months, we've heard a lot of horror stories about employees who got busted doing weird stuff during a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah. It's like a new trend. I know, right?
We've heard some wearing no pants, mm-hmm. others using the bathroom, mm-hmm. or their partner walking around naked in the background. And that must be pretty embarrassing to have your coworkers see stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one woman's about to feel a different kind of Zoom anxiety when Brooke poses as an HR rep to let her know her fellow employees have complained about what they've noticed when she's been on a video call.
Oh, really?
And she
has
no idea how to respond to it. It's your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Grace.
This is her. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah. Hi, Grace. This is Shannon Barnes. I work in corporate HR. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. What can I do for you?
The reason for my call is that I need to speak with you about an issue that's come up.
Okay. What issue? An issue about me?
Since a lot of our employees are working at home right now, I know you are as well, we've been doing a lot of video conference meetings.
Yeah, I have Zoom meetings every day.
Yeah. And recently, people who have been part of your video calls, well, they've emailed me to complain about you.
Okay. I'm just confused. I'm sorry. I don't understand what the issue is.
When you're on the video conference calls, your coworkers have been put off by your attire.
My attire?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Some of your coworkers, and when I say some, I mean all of them, they've complained, saying the way you dress in the video calls makes them feel uncomfortable.
I feel like maybe you have the wrong person. This just does not sound like me. I never wear anything revealing or anything inappropriate. Mm-hmm. I always do my hair and makeup. I take time to try to look professional and presentable. Yeah. This is my job.
We noticed, and so did everyone else, and that's why the complaints are here, okay? Because you're dressing too nice for the video calls.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah,
I'm dressing too nice?
Yes.
Is that even a thing?
Listen, Grace.
Maybe that my coworkers are not making enough of an effort on their side?
I don't think we need to be playing the blame game here, Grace, okay? I was skeptical too, so I recorded the last one, and I watched the video, and I would have to agree with them. I mean, you look good.
What do you mean I look good? Mm-hmm. I look too good? Everyone looks good in these meetings. Everyone looks presentable. I don't understand.
That's the thing. That's the thing, Grace. They don't. Okay, you're the only one, and it's a problem that really needs to be dealt with.
Oh my God.
Actually outlined a few solutions that I'd like to go over with you.
You've already thought of solutions? Do other people know this is happening?
Well, that's what we do here at HR. You know, we try to be proactive. So instead of a blazer and nice slacks, maybe wear some sweatpants.
Seriously?
You have a pair that's been lying on the floor for a couple days. I mean, food stains would be a plus.
I don't believe this is happening. I'm sorry. This just doesn't seem right.
Do you not have any of those?
Of course I have sweatpants.
I mean, I could work with yoga pants. We could work with those.
A, nobody is seeing my pants, and B, I don't understand why I should dress down.
Well, it would just help people. I mean, that's not what you're not hearing me. It would help people feel more comfortable.
This is crazy. I've had coworkers ask me where I shop and who cuts my hair.
Well, let's talk about your hair, because I think that's the next step here.
What? What about my hair?
It's kind of perfect, and that's making people feel uneasy working with you.
Are you kidding me? My hair's too perfect now?
I'd like to remind you, I'm HR, okay? Yeah, in fact, your boss even made a comment about it. Probably shouldn't say anything.
Kim said something? What did she say?
Off the record, it was something to the effect of a little less Scarlett Johansson, a little bit more Albert Einstein.
Wow.
Less Instagram model right now, more MySpace model.
You are just piling it on now. You sound like you're actually enjoying this.
I do not enjoy this. This is my job.
Okay, whatever. I just, can we please just get through this? What, I mean, what is the solution? What?
No makeup. No makeup is one of the other solutions that we've come up
with.
No
makeup?
I mean, unless you go full on makeup and then look like a Joker, we're okay with that.
People are wearing makeup. My other coworkers are wearing makeup on these calls. It's not just me.
Yeah, it doesn't look as good on them.
You know what? I want to talk to my supervisor. Can you put my supervisor on the phone or your boss? This is just wrong. It's so wrong. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, the reason why it probably doesn't make sense is because it's actually a phone tap.
What's a phone tap?
I'm sorry. I spoke with your supervisor already. This is Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What?
It's a joke. Your boss Kim set you up.
Are you serious right now?
Yes. Kim says you look fabulous, okay? You're really showing everybody else up.
Oh my God, I can't move.
I mean, but Grace, seriously, you better be careful. You dress too good, people are going to start hating you, okay?
You've got to keep the haters at bay, right?
Right, I'm saying. Just maybe party on top, something else on bottom.
This is crazy.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.